Podcast, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Hope your bike ride, hope your gym session, hope your walking the dog is going well. Just want to say May 5th, upcoming soon, May 5th, I am dropping a very, very, very big project. Please check out all my social media, specifically Twitter and Instagram, where I'm pontificating, previewing, flirting, but I'll put it this way. Please make sure you go to GaryVaynerchuk.com and read the article about crypto wallets. Make sure that you have a MetaMask with at least one Ethereum, one ETH in your wallet, because this project is 100% built to make sure my OG community benefits, not to mention the way I actually built it, what comes along with the NFT. So hope you check that out. Please be prepared. May 5th.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
All right, everybody. So as promised, we have Gary V here to talk about all things NFTs and his upcoming collection. And Gary, I want you to know I'm wearing something sparkly for two reasons. One, because NFTs are new and sparkly and people don't understand it. So we want to kind of explain to people. And secondly, it's Ramadan. And this is made by a designer in the Middle East, Dimayed. And Ramadan is about giving. So we want to give people the gift of knowledge.
I would love that.
Why do NFTs matter? And what is all this craze about? Explain it to us.
It matters long term because it's a technology that creates a transparent ledger which documents provenance, actual digital ownership, the actual history of a digital asset and how it navigates through the world. And as our society becomes more digital by nature, caring about things that we didn't care about 20 years ago. How many followers do we have? What did that mean 20 years ago? Do I have a blue check mark on my social media verified? What did that matter? Our Fortnite skins, our Roblox plus ups, our NBA 2K and Madden cards, our other plus ups in mobile gamings. My 11-year-old daughter and all her friends are trying to buy up all sorts of things on their iPhone games to show, here's the key, to show the world who they are. This is about identity. This is about social currency. This is about the reason, and listen, I know the Middle East understands this the way the Americas do. People buy expensive clothes, expensive jewelry, expensive vehicles. They take photos in expensive vacations because humans are inherently communicative animals and we communicate through our fashion or through our accomplishments. It is just the way it is. And one can take a cynical point of view on that, or one can just understand that that is the human being. I understand that that is the human being. I also understand that a decentralized server-based reality of documenting what tokens you own is going to be something that will happen. It has happened. We don't need to predict. NFTs are here. They've been here for 4 to 5 years. They are now hitting the kind of social consciousness of humanity. Today, much like we focused on search engines and browsers in early internet, today, what we're focusing on so far in early NFT mainstream knowledge is collectibles and art.
Yep.
That is true. That is a part of it. Obviously, that comes very natural to me because I am a collector at heart. I am someone who's always been fascinated in intellectual property creation. However, the far bigger impact of an NFT is the technology itself. That token has an underlining smart contract potential built into it. That contract can represent anything. It can represent a deed to a home. It can represent a ticket to a conference. It can represent a VIP ticket to a concert. It can represent green room access to an event. It can represent the fact that this image comes with this physical thing. You buy this NFT, I must contractually send you this in the mail. I believe that over the next decade, as people become way more educated on the smart contract part of the NFT, you will see far more explosion in its everyday use. There is only a certain percentage of people that are passionate about collecting things. There is all 8 billion of us that do things that are on a ledger and are contractually obligated, whether that is to buy something or to go somewhere. And I believe that that will be what happens. I believe that anybody who sells a book, a music album, access to a sporting event, a table at a restaurant, a conference ticket, a home, everyone will use NFT infrastructure in the future decades, thus making this era incredibly important because the Amazons and eBays and Googles and Microsoft Explorer or Google Chrome, the rules are being established about the iPhone. The early apps, there was a bunch of garbage, and there's a bunch of garbage in NFT land, but some of those early apps became the biggest companies in the world. I believe the people that do the best NFT projects over the next 2 years will have disproportionate financial outcomes and legacy outcomes over the next two decades.
So for example, you're talking about like this ticket, like let's say, for example, Expo 2020 in Dubai or Art Dubai or Art Abu Dhabi, would they create an NFT, like bring it to life to something that we would see in the region?
There would be no reason for those two events to issue regular tickets in 2025 when everybody on earth has this knowledge. The reason is by creating an NFT, they create a derivative asset after the conference. So not only that, that asset sits in people's wallets. And just like an airplane ticket sits in my Apple wallet now, over time, that token is something that I can connect to and do something with. For example, if we issued the NFT now, two things happen that are better than the paper ticket or the virtual ticket that those two events are issuing today. One, immediately that becomes a digital asset. The organization in that ticket can say, if this piece of art, which is a ticket, all this is going to blend. Think about the art festival. They can make a very beautiful digital asset as the ticket. When that ticket, that piece of art is sold in the future as a collectible, no different than a ticket to the first World Series or the World Cup. I can go on eBay right now and buy a ticket stub from the first World Cup, right?
Got it.
When that's sold, the person that owned it and eBay will make all the money. However, in the future, the people that issued the NFT will. So for example, bringing it to life, World Expo makes a beautiful ticket. It's the actual ticket, the NFT. When I, Gary, go and I have a lovely time, but then in 6 years, the artist that made that ticket became super famous and everybody wants this NFT and I sell it for $2,000, the expo makes 10% on that because it's on the ledger forever. Yeah. In perpetuity, there is a royalty in the contract. That is very different than issuing a ticket. Not only that, it's marketing. When Maha, who will do this in 20 years, if you know Maha, meets somebody important or famous or influential. Today, when we meet somebody, we look at Google and we look at Instagram to see who they are after they leave. Oh, that person was interesting. Let me look them up, right? Yep, we all do it. I believe in 5 years, we will also look at Maha's public wallet to see what tokens she has. And when I look in there and see that she has 4 years worth of going to the art festival or the film festival, right? You know, in Egypt or World Expo, that will be marketing towards me. Wow, this interesting person that I think is cool and is accomplished, they go every year to this art expo. I want to go to the art expo. There was no way to do what I just said 5 years ago.
Exactly.
There might be a photo that you put on Instagram that says you're here, but by the time I meet you 4 years later, I'm not seeing that photo. Got Whereas it. The public wallet will become a social currency layer. So what the expo just did by not issuing a boring QR code ticket or a paper ticket by doing an NFT is they've created a collectible variable that could be marketing, but it is also a financial impact on them because as that token continues to trade, then all of a sudden they're making money in perpetuity.
I love it. Gary, thank you. I want to talk about your project, last but not least. So Gary V NFTs are launching on May 5th. We've been talking a lot about it, trying to educate everybody about how to create a wallet and how to do it. But tell us about your project. Why are you launching your own NFTs?
The same reason I launched winelibrary.com and Wine Library TV. Internet was foreign to me. Computers were foreign to me. Yet I knew that internet was going to change the world. So the only way I knew I would learn is by having a website, hence winelibrary.com. In 2005, I realized that social media and content were about to change the world on the internet. And so the only thing I knew to do was to, and I never appeared in any video. I never had aspirations to be a public figure. I was 30 years old and I was a retailer. I was a businessman. And so I started Wine Library TV because I needed to taste it. I needed to know how to use YouTube and Twitter and MySpace and Facebook to drive business. The reason I'm doing a project is NFTs are now the third moment in my career. Internet 1, Internet 2, and now Internet 3, or Web 3.0. And so I have to launch my own project so that I can advise, invest, and communicate around this technology. I get my hands dirty, which is where my insights come from. That's why I have to do it.
And is it available to everybody in the Middle East to be able to purchase your NFTs?
It is. You have to get a custodial wallet. Obviously, different wallets over index in different parts of the world. You need to have Ethereum in that wallet. And then you have to be able to get your own non-custodial. Wallet Connect has a lot of them. And then the one that I'm most recommending, because it's the one I use and it's easiest, in my opinion, MetaMask, because it has a Chrome extension that makes it very easy. It is available to everybody, and that would be the route to go.
And why should somebody buy your NFT? I saw you were saying the other day about this is a blueprint for how to do NFTs.
The real reason I believe that most people should buy my NFT is my obsession with making it a valuable outcome for them. You know, look, NFTs are high risk. You know, I've said it over and over. I believe 98% of NFT projects right now are not good investments. Now, if you love an artist, if you love an athlete or musician, you want to support them like a t-shirt, mazel tov, that's exactly right. But for me, my focus is treating this as a 45-year project, not a 45-day project. I think I see some people with big audiences treating this as a 4-hour project. You know, to me, this is not a money grab or a land grab. And I don't want to give away too much, but I think it will be very clear when I launch this, the inherent value of the smart contract should dramatically outpace the original investment made by people.
Gary, I'm so excited for 5-5. We can't wait to see it. And I'm excited for anyone in the Middle East who has questions, DM me. We're going to help you guys understand NFTs and about the industry in general. Thank you, Gary, for your time today. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Maha. Happy Ramadan, everyone. As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people. You know, it's so funny. People that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness. I'm gonna have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away, which were our favorites this week?
Thanks, Gary. Today's amazing 5-star review comes from Against the 1%, and it reads, "Started my entrepreneurial rise from this guy. Gary made me realize there's more to life than a 9-to-5 job I hate. And the difference is only the amount of work you put in. Practical knowledge everyone can use. This podcast is a must listen. His story inspires me because if he can do it, I can also. I learned conviction from him and use it to propel myself toward the top." Thank you again for that amazing review. And if you leave us one, you might just get shouted out in the next episode.